It's getting to be that time of the year when I get tired of school and homework. It's just the same over and over every week. I go to school, come home, and study. So one day, I said to myself, "Hey, Andrew, why don't you find something to break this routine? Why don't you study someplace else?" Right away, two places came into mind: Kaladi Brothers Coffee and Lucky Monkey. I asked my friends Grace Kramer and Evan Jackson to come with me to check them out and rate their food. But before we left, I asked Evan and Grace to describe their tastes in food.
Grace, what kind of food do you usually enjoy?
I like all types of food, but I just don't seem to like Asian food for some reason.
All Asian food, or do you like anything at all?
Oh, I like egg rolls.
How?
I like them dipped in ketchup.
Okay. So, Grace, how would you describe your taste in food? Like, what kind of styles do you like?
My favorite kind of food is just like, you know, the really, really white trash food, like Tex-Mex or McDonald's, you know?
Okay, so Evan, what kind of food do you tend to usually enjoy?
I like pretty much everything. I like vegetables and Asian food, Mexican.
You like to try all new things?
Yeah, pretty much everything.
Okay. So what's your favorite style of food like? Or is it everything again?
Pretty much everything, but I prefer Mexican or like Japanese or Korean food. Or Thai's good.
Now that you know what kind of food they like, we are off. Our first destination, Kaladi's on Frontage Road.
Hey, welcome to Kaladi's. What can I get for you today?
I'll have a mocha frap.
Okay. Any flavors?
Mocha.
Okay.
Chocolate.
Hi. Can I have a short macchiato? Okay.
Once they got their drinks, I let them chill for a while and really taste what they ordered. To get them warmed up to the microphone, I had them describe the atmosphere and why it's a great place to study.
Evan, can you describe this atmosphere, please? Like, what kind of place is it?
This is like one of the reasons I really like Kaladi, because you come in and it's nice lounge chairs and everybody's nice and they have computers, so you can go on the internet and listen to music or just talk and hang out with friends.
Grace, can you describe Kaladi Brothers' environment, please?
It's really quiet and pleasant, you know, and you can kind of hear some music in the background, which I really like. And actually, you can't see this, but I really love the color scheme, with like how the walls are painted and how the ceiling's like black and all the lamps. Yeah.
After these questions, they still weren't done with their drinks. So I looked around and decided to interview a guy who was working on his homework. Here's Jerry Lau.
Okay, so Jerry, why is Kaladi Brothers a good place to hang out or study or just do homework?
It's a great atmosphere. It's not very loud, not too quiet. You kind of keep your mind occupied. If you're doing your homework, you don't get bored because you can just look around. There's great pictures on the wall, kind of a great, you get a great vibe from the people around you. You meet a lot of nice people. There's good looking girls and pretty much, it's really relaxing, and I'm able to study and get my homework done without being bored about it.
Okay. And then, out of 10 coffee cups, how many coffee cups would you give Kaladi Brothers?
9.
Okay.
And I've never been to a 10, though.
Thank you very much.
See, that gives you all the reason to come and study at Kaladi's. Good atmosphere, nice art, and hot girls. Well, when Evan and Grace finally finished their drinks, I had them describe them to me.
So, Evan, what did you order?
I ordered a mocha frap.
What does it taste like?
I really like it. It's not too strong, but it has the coffee flavor. So, and then the whipped cream makes it really smooth.
Is it one of the sweeter coffees, or?
It's not too sweet, but it's sweet enough, so it's not, the coffee isn't too overpowering.
Okay. So, Grace, what did you order?
I ordered a 8 ounce caramel macchiato.
So, what exactly is a macchiato?
I guess it's just coffee with caramel in it. I don't know, it's like.
Okay, what does it taste like?
Oh, it tastes like really bitter, but then it's like sweet too at the same time, and then it's just good.
Before he left, I thought it would be cool to have the workers tell me what their favorite drink was at Kalati's.
Andrew Aquino here with
Audrey Butcher.
Okay, Audrey, what's your favorite type of coffee at Kalati Brothers?
Skinny caramel white chocolate mocha.
Okay, thank you very much.
To wrap up Kalati's, here's Evan's rating.
Out of 10, Evan, how many coffee cups would you give Kalati Brothers?
I'm thinking about a 9.5. I really like it.
Why?
The coffee, I mean, the beverages, the environment, the people, really nice staff.
After Kalati's, our next place was Lucky Monkey on the corner of 5th and C. Right when we got in, I asked Amanda, the server at the time, to tell me what Lucky Monkey had to give.
Hello.
Hi, what can I get for you today?
What do you have? I actually have never been here before.
We're a cafe. We sell coffee, like espressos, mochas, and we have soup, which today is smoked salmon chowder. Okay. And we have 3 different kinds of dumplings. We have a carnivore, which is a pork and chive. We have herbivore, which is meatless with tofu. And an omnivore, which is half carnivore, half herbivore.
Okay. And then what kind of toppings can you put on the dumplings?
We put curry powder, hot sauce, cilantro, and sour cream. And you can have all of it, none of it, or whatever.
Okay. Thank you.
Grace ordered for us.
All right. We'd like 1 omnivore dumpling and 1 soup of the day, please. And a large soda.
Okay, did you want everything on your dumplings today?
Yeah, please.
I really like how Lucky Monkey is decorated, and its nice location. Here's Evan and Grace's take.
Oh, the free wireless internet's really good. And there's a great environment, and the staff's really nice.
Lucky Monkey's atmosphere.
Laid back. I don't know what the record thing is about, but they have wireless internet. And the staff's pretty cool, except for she doesn't like freshmen. Okay, that was a joke.
I never said that.
But
words in my mouth.
Yeah, they're really. It's
and
really
why
nice.
Is Lucky Monkey a great place to hang out or just study or do homework?
There's a lot of room, and the internet, and the tables, and they have some really crazy paintings on the wall.
While Grace and Evan were eating, I asked Amanda what her favorite thing to get at Lucky Monkey is.
Okay, so Amanda, what's your favorite thing to order here at the Lucky Monkey?
The herbivore dumplings with hot sauce and sour cream.
Okay, any favorite drinks?
I like vanilla mochas and our Dr. Pepper.
Okay, thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Before we left, I asked Evan how he liked Lucky Monkey.
If you had to give, out of 10 monkeys, Lucky Monkey monkeys, how many monkeys would you give Lucky Monkey?
I would give the Lucky Monkey approximately 9.7 okay. Monkeys. The staff is pretty cool. She was really nice.
We left, and here I am now. Evan went to Lucky Monkey 2 days later, and Grace went to the Lucky Monkey website. We think you should check out Lucky Monkey and Kalati's. They have really good food, and they're both awesome places to study. So next time you get bored writing a Dante paper about how he, parenthetically, is the greatest narrative poet of the modern era, go to Kalati Brothers and Lucky Monkey. For At Me, I'm Andrew Aquino.